State aid to towns and cities will certainly suffer under projections of the state running deficits of as much as $1 billion a year in the next cycle. State Representative Brendan Sharkey, the incoming Democratic House Speaker, says he, for one, was surprised by the numbers.
We are seeing indications of a turnaround, anecdotally, at least in Connecticut, in terms of job growth and economic development.
Governor Malloy has ruled out any further tax hikes, so, says Republican State Senator Scott France, who sits on the Finance Committee, residents of Connecticut will have to brace themselves for huge budget cuts.
Cutting programs is a very, very painful thing to do. But if you can't print money, that's the only choice on the table.
Fran Schneider, WCBS 880 News.